In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spring is busting all over. It's busting out all over. Fields are being plowed, seeds sown, gardens have been planted, and now comes the work of tending to those fields and gardens. And that's done with an eye to the future. We look forward to the harvest. The corn, the tomatoes, zucchinis, peppers. God's glorious creation at this time of the year brings out the farmer or gardener in many of us. Of course, for some more so than others. Nevertheless, God's word today speaks to each of us, whether or not we have ever done any farming or gardening. We know what our Lord Jesus is talking about in our gospel reading today from John chapter 15, where he speaks of the vine and the branches. God's word is clear. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. God has created us branches to bear fruit, and his word is clear about how this will happen. God is the one who enables us to produce fruit. He does that through our connection to the vine, who is Jesus Christ. If Jesus is a part of our lives as Savior and Lord, then fruit will appear. Jesus, the divine vine, works a fruitful life in us through the connection of faith. Jesus, the divine vine, works a fruitful life in us through the connection of faith. So, fellow branches connected to the vine. What are some examples of the fruit Jesus talks about here? From other places in the Word of God, we know that this fruit includes the attitudes found inside us, described in the book of Galatians as fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, and kindness, and more. This fruit also includes the God-given ability to resist sin and the power to live a Christian life filled with good works in service to those around us. These are examples of the fruit Jesus wants to see in each of us. It's interesting, though, that if you were to admire and commend fellow Christians for their fruit-bearing, they would likely to say, well, thank you, but it's no big deal. They might also say, well, to God be the glory. And do you know why Christians would say such a thing? And maybe you have said that. Because their strength and ability to produce such fruit comes from Jesus, the life-giving vine. That's why. In verse 5 of our reading, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. But then Jesus quickly adds this warning. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Well, people who have big trees in their yards will tell you that along with the blessings of big trees, like their beauty, the curb appeal they give to the property, the shade they provide, those big trees also make a big mess, especially after the windstorm that we had this past week. You know, seeds, leaves, twigs, branches fall. And normally, the owners often have a growing pile of branches somewhere on their property. Maybe if not even just one, but a few of them. You know, branches, they can, you know, ended up being in the fire pit pretty soon. Or maybe burial at the county dump. And speaking of that, have you ever seen the dead branch section at the dump? It's not a pretty sight. In our lives as the people of God, we don't want to become like those dead branches. So how do we prevent such death when it comes to our relationship with God and bearing fruit for Him? Jesus makes it clear in our gospel reading today. The key to our remaining vital living branches and not becoming dead branches in the kingdom of God is to remain connected to divine Jesus and to receive life from Him. That's why Jesus came to earth in the first place, to bring and to give life. Before Jesus came to us with His life-giving work, we and all humankind were helplessly dead branches whose destiny it was to be picked up and thrown into the fire. We were lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches. But at the right time, even when we were lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches, Jesus Christ, true God from heaven, was planted in this world. Jesus was and is the divine vine, and He came to bring life to us all. Our Heavenly Father had a most unusual plan to bring us life through the divine vine, Jesus, His beloved Son. The plan for life would involve death. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would have to suffer and even for a time be cut off from the Father as Jesus took upon Himself on the cross the sin and eternal punishment of all humankind. That vine, Jesus, died. He was buried. But in 3 days, He rose from the dead. And 40 days later, He ascended into heaven. And from heaven, Jesus Christ, the living Lord, has given you the great gift of the Holy Spirit. And through the tools of God's Word and the Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit keeps you connected to the vine, giving you and keeping you in saving faith, active, fruit-bearing faith. What grace! What a blessing it is that by God's power, through the mighty life-giving message of Jesus Christ, you and I remain connected to the vine and we live forever. What a miracle. And how God loves you and wants you to be a living branch in His dear child now and forever. This love of God for us ought to be so precious that we let nothing get in the way of regular worship and the study of God's Word. Unless, of course, poor health or immobility prevents us from gathering with fellow branches of the vine for worship. You know from the Word of God today, you are hearing that life comes from the divine vine, Jesus. And please know as well that life flows to you through His these precious gospel promises found throughout the Bible from your reading anytime during the week, and that it is given to you personally here in the Lord's Supper. So you come here, or you hear and read God's word on your own and with others, and you are strengthening your faith. In our worship services, you receive Jesus' very body and blood in the Lord's Supper, bringing to you all the living, life-giving gifts of Jesus, including his forgiveness for all your sins and the strengthening of your faith. Yes, through his word and the Lord's Supper, you remain connected to the life-giving vine, Jesus, and you receive that nutritious sap that we so much need to be alive and produce the fruits that he wants us to produce. This faith connection to Jesus is of highest importance. But there is much more good news. There are more benefits that flow to us according to what he tells us today in his word. These benefits are centered in the way his words shape our wills to align with what he wants for us, in two very important ways. The first benefit is prayer. Our Lord says in verse 7 today, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Here, Jesus invites us to pray. But this is a special kind of prayer. This is prayer aimed at carrying forward the work of Jesus. This is prayer based upon God's word and his will. This is prayer that acknowledges not my will, but thy be done. This is a prayer that the will of Jesus replaces that of ourselves. This is prayer that trusts a loving Father in heaven to provide for all our needs. Besides a life of prayer, another benefit of staying connected to Jesus by faith is the delight of glorifying God by our fruit bearing. Jesus says in verse 8, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." You see, Jesus makes us his followers through his words. And we in turn reveal that we are his followers through our fruit, our attitudes, words, actions. Knowing Jesus and living in him affects how we talk about others, where we go, what we do with our time, how we spend our money, what and how we teach our children. We live with purpose and hope in Jesus. And we still can have fun. But this is the best kind of fun. People notice we are a little different than others. And they may wonder why. We can say we are different because Jesus is our Savior. And God is our loving Father. We want to live a thank you life to God. We want to honor Him with our lives. That's fruit bearing that glorifies God. You are a branch of the vine. And we in the church are branches together. You are a branch among many branches. God has made us for community and for conversation with God and with one another. Fruit bearing that glorifies God includes the good work of treasuring one another in the church, regarding one another as precious children of the Heavenly Father and brothers and sisters in Christ. So nurture the connections between you and fellow church members. Weep with them. Rejoice with them. Encourage them. Nurture also the connections between you and your family members, between you and your friends. They are not only friends and family, they are also the redeemed of God. And nurture the connections you have with people outside the faith and outside the church. The Spirit might draw them to the divine vine, Jesus Christ, through your fruitful living, through your words and actions. And that kind of life is always in season. There is always a harvest. For Jesus is the faithful divine vine. And as we are connected to Him through faith, He promises. He promises that we will be fruitful branches. May God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.